Hello, listeners. This is Darren, and welcome to The Criterionist, a look at the Criterion Collection, one spine number at a time. This is episode 28, so we're going to take a look at spine number 28. That is Paul Morrissey's 1974 film, Blood for Dracula. Like last time, Flesh for Frankenstein episode. This is a weird film. These are two weird, weird films. Let's get into this one. This is a podcast, where I will spoil anything and everything. So just be warned. Go watch this film. Or don't. Hint at what I think. Don't. Okay, this film opens with the credits rolling and Dracula, like, putting makeup on. Very good opening. His buddy guy, or his partner, I don't know who he is, says they're going to go to Italy for some virgins because Dracula, a vampires, need virgin blood. Or terrible, terrible things will happen. I'll get to that later. So they go to, well, they cut to these girls working in a field who these are like Catholics or something, so they're supposed to be all nice and modest and stuff, but they're in dressing and the mom's like, put your clothes back on. Very strange opening. So then Dracula comes to this church and his friend says that he's looking for a wife, and that his religion only lets him marry a virgin, marry a pure girl, I guess, which is just a way to get virgin blood out of this woman so Dracula doesn't die. Anton is his name, the buddy. He comes back to Dracula. I think he searched for these people. I think he met these people. But when he comes back, he said a girl had, like, been hit by a car or something. And he soaked up the blood with his bread for Dracula. And it was a young girl, so obviously a virgin. And, it's just so gross. He starts eating the bread. Ugh. I'm getting sick while thinking about it. They're invited to stay with this family, with the daughters. The mom really wants one of these girls to marry, so she like says, "Be charming, don't be all like yourselves." Pretty much is what she says. Then it cuts to one of the daughters having sex with the farmer. So then we find out a couple of these girls are not virgins. They're just pretending to be because they can. So then Dracula meets the girls. And he also ends up moving in to the place. He says his uncle is in the coffin that he's supposed to be sleeping in. And they want him to move it to their bedroom, but they won't let him. So, they just know this guy's a weirdo. The mom tells one of the girls, do it for the money. Because I think Dracula's rich, I don't know. And Dracula just really wants this blood. They go into the bedroom, and Dracula is like, are you a virgin? And she's like, yeah, of course. And just to make sure, are you a virgin? And then he's like, yeah, I am. And then he's just like, I don't care, I just need you to be truthful with me, because he just wants to suck this girl's blood. And she keeps saying she is. We know she's not, we've seen that she's not. And then so after a long confrontation about it, he's like, I believe you, and then bites her. And that's basically treated as almost a rape, because it just the weird noises coming from both of them and just how long it lingers on it. And again, just so gross, so weird. And then Dracula, just goes and runs into the bathroom and just pukes blood. And that is even more disgusting. And it's just the worst. So then we find out the other daughter is having sex with the same guy. And then Sophie, I think, is the name of the girl who's been bitten. She's not well. She's acting funny. And if she's wearing a scarf, she's been turned into a vampire, I think, or at least hypnotized by Dracula. So Dracula, he has to eat vegetables, and he said, "I hope there's no garlic in that soup you're making." And then the mother's like, "No, I got your dietary restrictions." So this film, much like Flesh for Frankenstein, a lot of dark comedy, just him just going like, "Oh, I hope there's no garlic in there." So then he asked the other daughter, who's not a virgin, that we know not that's not a virgin, if she's a virgin. This doesn't end the same, because the daughter's like, "Hey, there's no reflection in the mirror," and starts to run away. He attacks her again, and then vomits even worse, and again, just super gross. Anton comes to help. He's like, "I just want to sleep in my coffin." Anton's super angry. He goes and tells the parents, "Your daughters are not virgins." Which is weird. Why would you know that, sir? And so then he asks what the youngest daughter's age is. She's super young. She doesn't look super young, but like 14 or something. And it's just weird. Dracula talks to the oldest. They kind of bond, or he kind of hypnotizes her. I don't know what happens. The servant who's been having sex with the daughters is kind of protective. He goes to check out the coffin, finds no one's there. He's like, "This guy's up to no good. He's probably a vampire." The sisters are like hypnotized, and they check the youngest if she's a virgin, and they say, "Yep, she's a virgin." The servant's like, "Yeah, this guy's a vampire," to the youngest, and then rapes her so she can't be overtaken by by Dracula. Again, disgusting. There's blood on the ground after that, and Dracula's goes after that, and that's just over the edge for me. I'm just like, that, come on, guys, stop it. The mother comes in. She's upset. Not up ups She's upset they're having sex. Not as upset as she should be, which is weird. Maybe a flaw in the story. Servant comes with an axe. Mom has a gun. I can't remember if the mom dies. I think Anton shoots her. Before the mom. Or, no, the mom kills Anton. Yeah, that's right. And then it cuts to the servant who has an axe on Dracula. Dracula gets his arm cut off, and then his leg, and then like his arm again. And it's kind of like Monty Python, the Black Knight, who just loses all his arms. Except Dracula's kind of given up. The Black Knight doesn't give up. The eldest comes and puts her like he's gonna block the axe from finally killing Dracula, or he's got a wooden stake, because that's how you have to kill a vampire. And she's like saying, "No, I love him." He pushes her away, kills Dracula. She throws herself on the stake, and she's dead too. And then the 14-year-old and the servant just kind of walk away. I think the mom's there too, I don't remember. They just kind of walk away from the situation, and then the movie ends. All right, let's get into themes for this film. This film is the same themes as last episode, Flesh for Frankenstein, sexual frustration, except this one's more, there's more rape. Rape is kind of a theme, how terrible rape is, and they really like, and how like rape can affect everyone, even the person doing it, because Dracula just vomits right after doing it. Yeah, these themes work, but they're explored too much. Like, this is like too much for me. Like, raping the 14-year-old, even though it's obviously like a 20-year-old actress, is just too much. Like, and then licking him, having to lick the aftermath off the ground. I just don't think that's. I don't think this film is. It works very well. I guess we can get into the conclusion. I won't have much more to say about the themes without saying what I thought about the film. It's just too gross. Like, Dracula biting people, and then you just feel uncomfortable when it just lingers on and on and on, and then you're already uncomfortable, and then Dracula has to go vomit because it's not a virgin's blood. So you're more and more uncomfortable, and he's just got red liquid in his mouth, coming out of his mouth. Just thinking about it is totally disgusting, and just, I don't wanna think about it. So just, this is, I don't like this film. I don't like it at all. It may be my least favorite so far. I don't think it's funny, unlike Flesh for Frankenstein. Flesh for Frankenstein worked for me. At first I was like, this is gross. But then I kind of got it. I was into it. Not into it, but I understood it. I thought some jokes were funny in the film. This one I didn't think was funny at all. Like, some parts early on were pretty funny, but then like you got the bread soaked in blood. Bread soaked in blood. That's hard to say. And you're just got this queasy feeling. You had the queasy feeling in Solo, but they did go over the top in that movie. But this film just seems to be doing it in the wrong way. I think the director or the writer or even the actor is the same, just wanted to outdo themselves. They're like, we didn't go far enough on Flesh for Frankenstein. Let's go one step further. And they crossed the line, pretty much, I think. Yeah, this may be my least favorite so far. And yeah, it'll be hard to beat, as worst Criterion film. Yeah, if you want to talk Blood for Dracula or any of the other films, email me at darincriterion14@yahoo.com. That's Darin Criterion at number4@yahoo.com. Follow me on Twitter at the Criterionist. Listen to my other podcast, The Rosebuds, which I host with my friend Andrew. Don't know what the episode will be because recording this early, but yes, that podcast is a lot of fun. I think you should go listen to it. Find it on iTunes. Give it a review. Find this podcast on iTunes if you haven't already. And if you have, or if you're going to, please give it a positive review there. I would love to hear from you. I think that is it. Next episode is Peter Weir's Picnic at Hanging Rock, a film I've seen once and I don't remember much of, so I cannot wait to watch it again. Yeah, I'm very excited for that. I think that's it. Thanks for listening, guys. Sorry this episode is so gross. And yeah. Bye.